96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Millions of Americans weathered the financial storm of the mortgage and foreclosure crisis that started 10 years ago. Some lost their homes, others hung on. But even now, in 2017, there are still remnants of the foreclosure crisis impacting homeowners. Well, tonight we're talking about it and how you may find some help. My guests are Marcia Griffin, founder of Home Free USA, and Gary Plummer, an ownership advisor with Home Free USA. If you have any questions or comments, if you are in trouble with your home, if you are facing foreclosure, give us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm on Twitter, of course, at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Marcia, good to see you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Harold.
Thank you so much. Gary, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Harold. Good to talk to you again. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Thanks a lot. Let me first discuss what's going on. This is 2017. The foreclosure crisis really started with this Great Recession situation, of course, 2007, 2008. But here we are some 10 years later, and people are still having problems. Is this a remnant of the old issue, or is this something new?
It's largely what we're seeing in Home Free USA is largely a remnant of the old. Now, there obviously are some folks that, bought their home several years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, and they're having a little bit of issue. Things happen in life. But what we're seeing, honestly, are situations where homeowners, they tried to get a modification. They got a modification, but it wasn't enough of a modification. So that is one issue that we have to deal with. So that's number one. In some cases, people were trying to get a modification years ago and things happened. They were able to start paying their mortgage and borrowing from Peter to pay Paul and just try to hang on in there. And in doing so, I mean, it's just very difficult to continue paying a mortgage that's just way, way, way out of kilter. And we're seeing a real increase in the number of people who are coming to us for help, despite the fact that all of the newspapers are saying that the foreclosure crisis is over, everybody is fine. Well, everybody is not fine, and it's not quite as bad as it was years ago. No question about it. The lenders are a lot more open and somewhat easier to deal with than they were before. There are lenders that are doing more modifications than others. So things have improved, but I don't think we're 100% out of the water.
Gary, when you talk about the phrase foreclosure crisis for a homeowner, how do you know that a situation may be impossible to fix?
Harold, there are some situations where, of course, the guidelines state that once you've had three workout options, and that could be two modifications and a repayment plan or three modifications, the guidelines state that after the third one, you only get three for the life of the loan. And then there's some situations where the affordability just isn't there. And at that point in time, it takes a good experienced advisor to be able to explain that to the homeowner and offer them the other options that are available to them.
So with homeowners now seeing an important or significant change in their home values, a lot of folks were underwater. Right. Has that changed any now where home values are beginning to return somewhat?
I think in some pockets you can see it creeping up. In some areas you can see it increasing quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it comes down to the economics of what we're living in. Some people are still struggling in this economy. And I think it's fair to say that even though it has slowed down some, you've still got a lot of people out here that are still very much so struggling.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the foreclosure crisis. Are there remnants of it that are still impacting homeowners? If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Our lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marcia, you have an event tomorrow, a Home Free USA event, where you're asking people that are in danger of losing their homes to come out to. Talk to me a little bit about what they can expect and where it is.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, Thursday, September 7th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., we just encourage you, if you have any questions, even if you're paying your mortgage, but have a concern about how you're going to pay in the future, if you are unable to pay consistently, please come out. Our homeownership advisors like Gary will be there and many others, as well as lenders will be there to really work with you, talk to you about your modification or talk to you about your loan, and really try to sit with you face to face to get a clear understanding about what to do and how to do it. In some cases, in fact, and Gary can kind of talk about this in just a minute, we were just speaking about a situation, and this happens a lot, where the borrower, the homeowner, interacted with the lender. The lender asked for A. The borrower kept providing B. But the lender and the borrower just did not connect on what exactly it was that the lender wanted. So the borrower kept sending different things. The lender didn't want it. Now, if this person had not heard of More Helpful Homeowners or had not heard us on WHUR, this person would not have called. She spoke to Gary. Gary was able to get the borrower and the lender on the phone, talk to the two, get an understanding of exactly what the lender wanted. And oftentimes these lenders, the language that they talk, you know, I mean, it's just kind of different from what we understand.
So they have their own kind of shop talk that is not necessarily something that regular Jane or Joe really understand as it relates to home ownership.
Right.
and paying mortgage. There's a disconnect.
Absolutely. There is a disconnect. And fortunately, there are people like Gary and Home Free USA and many other nonprofit organizations that can help homeowners filter through the maze of not only the conversation, but what the needs are, but also help homeowners to look at their spending, look at where they might be able to pull money from that they perhaps are not aware of. You know, oftentimes in life, when we are in a perilous situation, it might not even be perilous, but in a difficult situation, we just need to have someone to come in and give us some guidance, give us some direction. This is what we do at Home Free USA. This is what nonprofit homeownership and counseling organizations do across the country. So it's a good thing, very much needed.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a question about foreclosure, give us a call. Let me go to Calvin. Calvin, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey.
Actually, the perfect topic. First of all, I want to say I was a big fan of the woman that's talking. I always forget her name.
Marcia Griffin, yeah.
Yes, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a very big fan of yours.
Well, thank you so much.
You have motivated me a lot. But the question I have for you is, my first home I lost that I lived in D.C., and it was a condominium. I lost it in foreclosure because at the time, the banks weren't willing to work with you to remodify your loans or anything. So I lost everything, my home and everything. Now, it's been several years, and my tax person is asking me to come back out here and try to get another home because of tax purposes. What do I need to look out for this time around so that I don't make the same mistakes again?
That is such a good question. Gary, would you like to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Absolutely, Marcia. Thank you so much. Harold, and he poses a situation that we hear almost every day, where you have someone that purchased a home, and because so many people don't get the proper homeownership education and just the basics that's needed, as I've said and Marcia has said in so many of the classes, it's easy to get a home. It's so much more difficult to keep it. And learning the basics on budgeting, understanding the importance of building a savings account and building that savings for a rainy day, but more importantly, understanding that it just makes good sense to work with a home ownership advisor, someone that understands the guidelines, the procedures, and the terminology to make sure that they can help you go through the maze and the potholes, which is called the modification process. And maybe even if you're not in that situation, but you're looking to get a refinance or looking, what are the best steps for me to take as a homeowner? It's always just good sense to deal with and work with a home ownership advisor.
Well, let me just add to that, though, because there are a lot of people who had a home, perhaps lost it, you know, turned in the keys or whatever, and now they want to buy. The first thing that I would highly suggest is to get a copy of your credit report. That is number one. You need to see the credit score. You need to make sure that there are no errors on the credit report, because that is the first thing that any lender will look at. You need to see this. Now, obviously, you can come. You can even call us at Home Free USA. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. Make sure you get your credit score. The credit scores really now to get approved need to be somewhere around 700. If it's not, don't worry about it. We've just got to work with you to try to look at what are some of the issues. And let me just tell you, there are errors on these credit reports that will take your credit score down. Just, you know, missing a payment, missing a bill payment will take your credit score down. These are just some things that you want to look at. And we just want to encourage everyone who is out here. Look, we've been through the foreclosure crisis. In some cases, people are just hesitant. They don't want to make a mistake. They don't want to lose money. But get out there, buy a new home, buy another home. We've got to look at the credit. We need to look at you in the eyes of the lender before you go to a lender.
Where is this event tomorrow? Because that's critical.
Good.
Where and what time?
Good point, Harold. The event tomorrow is at Home Free USA at our office in Prince George's County at 6200 Baltimore Avenue. That's 6200 Baltimore Avenue. And that's right at the corner of East-West Highway and Baltimore Avenue, right by the McDonald's, if you guys have ever passed by there. But we're right there where the event is called More Help for Homeowners. Look, even if you are a home buyer and want some guidance, want some assistance, just want some free advice, come on by. We're there from 10 until 7, and we can really give you some direction. But I just want to say that if you want to buy, for sure, do not be deterred. This is a good time to buy. We just want to make sure that you get approved. That's the main thing, and it has to start with the credit report.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about help after the foreclosure crisis. If you're still being impacted by this issue, certainly give us a call. We are talking about it. I'm here with Marcia Griffin, who is the founder of Home Free USA, and Gary Plummer, an ownership advisor with Home Free USA. We will continue to answer your questions. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. If you can't get through, keep trying. I promise we will take your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Carl in D.C., Jasmine in Maryland, Lennox in Bowie. We're going to talk to you next, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.